few months ago, the state came out with a report ranking the most polluted places in California. Many Fresno County neighborhoods ranked among the worst. Now, the California Environmental Protection Agency is hoping to use that data to clean up these areas through the state's cap-and-trade system.
Clearly, areas like Fresno and other communities throughout the Central Valley will benefit from this because they will probably fall under the threshold of disadvantaged communities.
That's Stanley Young with the California Air Resources Board. He says this is a part of an effort that will eventually award grants to environmental projects using money already collected from the cap and trade program. Under this program, there's a limit on how much a company can pollute. If a company exceeds its quota of pollution, it can buy credits from another company that hasn't reached its limit. State law ensures that at least 10 to 25% of cap-and-trade funds benefit low-income communities most affected by pollution and other hazards. In September, the Cal EPA will announce how many communities will benefit from this effort using the state's report. The Air Resources Board has plans of finalizing the guidelines in a few weeks in order to distribute the funds. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Diana Aguilera.